Maritime Matters, global perspectives through a German lens for the maritime industry. We bring the German perspective to the world and global insights to Germany. Maritime Matters is produced by the German Maritime Center, the think tank for the German maritime sector.
Welcome to our podcast. My name is Matthias Katon. I'm the managing director of the German Maritime Center and your host. Our topic today is the city of Hamburg, which is special for the German Maritime Center because it's the place where we have our offices. It is also an important city for maritime Germany. It is the largest port of our country and has a lot of connections to the maritime world. And we will talk a little bit about not just Hamburg as a city and not just the ports, but Hamburg as a maritime convening point. And to do that, my guest today is Klaus Ulrich Seelbach. Everybody calls him Uli, so that's what we'll do today as well. He is the Vice President Exhibitions Maritime and Energy at Hamburg Messe und Kongress, which is the company that operates the trade and convention fair grounds and also the large convention center here in Hamburg. He oversees a portfolio that includes SMM, which is the world's largest and leading maritime trade fair. We will talk about that more in the course of this conversation. He is also responsible for Wind Energy Hamburg, the global flagship for the wind industry, and he works on a number of other endeavors such as Inmex SMM India, and he also works on SeaTrade Europe here in Hamburg. In recent years, Hydrogen Technology Expo Europe moved to Hamburg under a long-term partnership, and we also have the new International Conference on Maritime Security and Defense that was launched and took place for the first time a couple of months ago in late 2025 and will take place again in 2026. One more thing that I believe we will talk about is the newest endeavor of Hamburg Messe und Kongress. It's called All About Ports, and it will take place for the first time this year in September. And it is, as the name suggests, about ports. Uli has worked in the events industry for more than 25 years, and he studies social sciences and history. So that's something that we have in common, because I also studied that a long time ago. And we will talk about Hamburg. We will talk about why this is a great place to come together for the maritime industry and what's in the plans for the future. To kick off, Uli, first of all, thank you very much for being here today. I know that you're traveling nonstop almost like crazy, so it's great that we could catch you at one of your short stops here in Hamburg and you agreed to come to our studio to this podcast episode recording. To orient our listeners, in 1 or 2 minutes, can you tell us, what does a Vice President Exhibitions Maritime and Energy do? What is your job? What does your portfolio entail?
Well, Matthias, thank you very much for having me here. And also thank you very much that you give us at Hamburg Messe und Kongress the chance to representing also the maritime prestige of Hamburg. And well, I would say I have the best job there is at Hamburg Messe, being vice president of this wonderful portfolio. And one thing is, I've been also for quite some years the director of SMM, so I know what I'm talking about when it comes to the operative preparation of a trade show. That helps a lot. And now I'm very lucky that I have a very good team of exhibition directors with their teams who are running the shows, and I'm overseeing it. So, well, my role is to be a podcast guest like this one, giving interviews, holding speeches, and actually it's a lot about networking. So I try to be everywhere in the world where it's about the maritime industry and the wind energy industry, and find partners, customers for our shows in Hamburg. So, and also the development of new shows is one of the roles I'm doing. So as I would say, it's about strategy, business development, networking, and also representing this portfolio at Hamburg Messe.
And I can definitely attest that the networking and the representation skills that you have, I'm still new in the industry after almost 1.5 years, but I can attest that wherever I come to, you're usually already there, and also already almost everyone seems to know you as the representative of Hamburg and the Hamburg Fair. Now, I mentioned Hamburg being an important maritime place because of the importance of its port, but that in and by itself doesn't necessarily make it a good meeting place. Why, in your opinion, is Hamburg destined to be the global hub to convene when it comes to maritime industry?
Well, there are not many port cities like Hamburg where the port is in the center of the city. Usually ports are somewhere outside, nobody gets there, it doesn't look nice. And Hamburg is just beautiful. I mean, it has this very unique atmosphere of a port city. And we have many headquarters of maritime industry here, from ship owners, also shipyards and suppliers, big classification company who happens to be our main sponsor. And Hamburg has a lot to offer also with being in the center of Europe, with so many shipyards around. So if you draw a circle of 300 kilometers, you would have most of the major shipyards already in there. And we as Hamburg Messe have a very strong maritime portfolio, which you already mentioned. So, and we have a fairground in the center of the city. That's also quite unique. So usually when you go to a trade show, it's somewhere outside the city. Yeah, it's in the center. When you walk out of our halls, you're in a Plantenblume, a beautiful park. When you walk around the other way, you're in a great Karolinenviertel or the Schanze for going out. And people who come there from all over the world, they really like this atmosphere that you get out of the halls and you can run and go to the next restaurant and bar and have fun and meet. And also with our 90,000 square meter Brut, it's perfect, because what we see is that those huge shows with 100,000 square meters are a bit of a decline. We have the perfect size for perfect shows. So I think we bring a strong asset to the maritime cluster of Hamburg, which is also, by the way, our job at the end, city owned, that we strengthen the maritime cluster of Hamburg. And we do that strongly with our shows, SMM, and for the renewable cluster, it is Wind Energy Hamburg. If I may continue that, when every 2 years you have, I would say in total, like 80, 90,000 individuals coming to Hamburg in September to be part of SMM and Wind Energy Hamburg. I would say not many, but always some of them will open up a subsidy or a headquarter in Hamburg, because they see, wow, here's a renewable cluster, here's a maritime cluster, it's a great city, we can open up here, it's good for recruiting. So actually we also see us as a booster to grow those clusters even more.
So you mentioned two things, both the port and the exhibition grounds actually being in both in very centric locations. So you would say that what is sometimes also being considered a disadvantage, that something is in the center, there's no space to grow, etc., it can also be an advantage when it comes to the convening power of the events that you organize.
Yes, I mean, sure. When I look at SMM this year, we are practically sold out again, and we are building another, again, at this temporary hall B8. We could fill out another one or two halls.
Yeah,
that's a bit a pity. But this is the only show that needs it all that we have. When the supply is limited, the demand is sometimes higher. So maybe it's also for the better. But size-wise, looking at this fairground and then next to the very modern, just refurbished, beautiful conference center, the CCH, it's a perfect match. And most of our halls, with the exception of four halls, they are all very modern. And also I like this Nordic design, but that's just by the side.
Yeah, you mentioned SMM, and of course that is by far, when we talk about the maritime portfolio, the biggest show that you have under your responsibility. I was completely overwhelmed. I mentioned that to you. Yeah. It was my very first week on my new job as the managing director of German Maritime Center. I spent most of it at SMM, where we also have a booth, of course. And I found it absolutely overwhelming, both in terms of the number of exhibitors, but also the breadth of the topics that are being covered. But as you said, it's not the only show. You have Wind Energy, you have the CSI Design Expo, I believe, which is now part of Marine Interiors or vice versa, or it was merged. We have the new Conference on Maritime Security and Defense. We have the joint ventures that you're doing with partners abroad. When you schedule these different fairs and conferences throughout the year. How do you ensure that you have the right balance between the right size, the right audience, not too much cannibalization between events? How do you approach this from a programming perspective?
Those shows in my portfolio, they don't cannibalize each other. And it's interesting that I have to mention two shows. One is Cruise Ship Interior Expo, CSI Europe, and the other one is Hydrogen Technology Expo. And that's a classic cooperation of former fierce competitors. So we actually developed our own hydrogen show called H2 Expo and Conference alongside Wind Energy Hamburg. And our competitors did the same show called Hydrogen Technology Expo in Bremen. During Corona, they found a slot where they could run a show in Bremen. And so they were bigger than us, and we were competing. But then that's one of my tasks. I just gave them a call, say, hey, we are really competing here. Is that necessary? How about we have a cooperation? And please, all the guys and ladies from Bremen, forgive me. But that was one reason why they moved from Bremen to Hamburg. Another main reason was that Bremen Fair Count was not big enough anymore. But I know that many other cities in Germany tried to get this show from Bremen to Berlin, Frankfurt, or Stuttgart, or wherever. But they decided, it's a British organizer, to come here.
Hmm.
Also, because we said, okay, we're going to discontinue our own hydrogen show. We merge, and we will support you in our marketing. And also, Hamburg is a very attractive city for those renewables and energy fairs. And if I may add something to the hydrogen part, then we developed the idea, I call it the Hamburg Big Three of energy transition. You just have to be aware, and you know, you and I, we are not from Hamburg. I come from the Mosel, I'm a Rhenanian, I have a celebrate carnival, and I still feel sometimes the northern Germans are just too humble and modest and shy, and we should much but do good and talk about it, you know? And that's something where the Hamburgers are not so good at. So we created what's called the Hamburg Big Three of Energy Transition. Because with SMM in September, you have the main show event worldwide for the maritime energy transition. With Wind Energy Hamburg, which is the most important renewable energy form, you have the world's leading event for wind energy. And then in October, with Hydrogen Technology Expo, you have the world-leading event for hydrogen. So three major energy transition events are taking place in Hamburg within 2 months. I think that's big.
Good point about Hamburg, understatement. Actually, I have to correct you. I am originally from Hamburg.
Oh my God. Are you a HSV or St. Pauli fan?
Well, I'm not that deeply into football, I guess. Probably if I had to choose, I'd go to St. Pauli rather than to HSV. But I was born here. I grew up here. I left when I went to Heidelberg to study at university. I haven't been back, at least not to live here, for many, many decades. Now, by coincidence, I'm back here to run the German Maritime Center. But this is my hometown. And as you rightly said, there is a thing called the Hanseatic understatement. And
yeah.
Maybe you're right that sometimes hurts us or hurts this city. So it's great to hear that there are so many leading events in that industry, but you're also trying new things. And of course, if you try something or you start something new, it is not immediately a leader. You know, you start as a startup, you have the Maritime Security Conference that I mentioned before.
I like it that you like it so much. It has been also, even I started at Hamburg Messe 2014. And I think it was in 2011 or 12, MSD was already, they tried to do it as my predecessor, as a standalone show. But the German society and our mindset was not ready for a secure defense event.
Okay. That is true. For reasons outside of our control, that has changed. Unfortunately, one has to say, but it's a necessity. The All About Ports, that will take place for the first time this year in September in parallel with SMM, I believe, right? So what's the idea behind it? Why did you decide to start something else? And on top of that, in parallel with your flagship event?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, we are like run like a private limited. So I see myself as a manager with entrepreneurial spirit, and our CEOs see it the same way. And they are also driving us all to create new business, and which is fun. And we managed for the first time last year to be profitable in the even year. Now we also have to try it for the odd year. I'm just saying we are always aiming for growth and development. So we look what we have here, and we are a port city. And so it came out of a brainstorming and then a concept to see, well, there are many events and conferences for ports worldwide, like very good events, but they always focus on one part of the port. Just one show, I say only container terminals, the other one only on break bulk, the third one on the containers, the fourth one is a logistic event. But there is no holistic view on all of the port. And we found that stunning, and then we did the first conversations in the industry, and we found out, yes, it seems like that is missing, that you have one event where you can, like six columns, you have, for example, dredging, you have bunkering, you have passenger terminal handling, you have digitalization of customs, you have traditional port technology, but no event so far looks at all of the port, also of the full sustainability of a port. Again, our differentiator is the holistic view. And that's we are going to offer on 2 days in September, on 2nd and 3rd of September. This is the 2nd and the 3rd day of SMM. We will do it in Hall H at the CCH, at our conference center. The key are 3 stages with different topics and a small side expo. And we see how that flies. It's what it's like throwing a stone into the water and see how big the waves will be.
So it's essentially going to be a conference. So the exhibition part is smaller. I mean, obviously smaller than SMM, but it's primarily focused on the conference part,
that's
right?
That's what we trade show managers do, you know? First, you start with a conference and a side exhibition to test, to see. You need to offer content, best practice exchange, so that people see it's worth coming there. And then you have a side exhibition, and then you let the baby grow. That's like one way to do it. That's the way we like to do it.
Great. I look forward to seeing how that will unfold. Of course, the first time is always certainly the most difficult, but also the most exciting because you don't know how it's going to turn out.
But the fun part is here, you know, we have in Hamburg great partners because we have this cluster. We just 2 days ago, we met with Hamburg Port Authority, with a maritime cluster, with Hamburg Hafen Marketing, and also the ZDS, the Harbor Association. I don't know the English translation for Zentralverband der Deutschen Seehäfen.
Yeah, what would be the translation? I don't know, but they represent the port operators basically
and
here in
Germany. And they're supporting us, you know, and to create the program to see in the right way. So we are always looking for partners. So if Deutsches Maritimes Zentrum has interest in ports, be our guest.
Of course, we cover the entire spectrum of the maritime value chain, so ports are very important.
Matthias, may I also come back to the Maritime Security and Defense Conference?
Yeah. Tell us. That's going to be, again, also in conjunction with SMM,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting with Maritime Security and Defense is 4 or 6 weeks after SMM, there's a big naval show in Paris. It's called Euronaval. And there you see all the weapon systems that I always say the piff puff poof. SMM is different. SMM has always been an event, an expo for also dual use technologies. So out of those 2,200 exhibitors that we have, about 200 of them produce dual use technologies. You know, HVAC that runs very quietly in a submarine works also very well in a cruise ship. And vice versa, just as an example. So we have the propulsion system or the, let's say, the engine doesn't care if it's in a frigate or in a ferry. And we have always done in the past almost 14, 16 years, we always had Maritime Security Defense Conference alongside SMM and also Security Defense Route. And due to the geopolitical circumstances that we're having, we have been growing that in the past. And now we see also many new players coming into the market and saying we also will do it. But we were quicker, this new format, in November last year, and we called it All About Procurement. And that's very interesting for the overall industry. The European navies and NATO navies need to arm quicker, but they are sometimes lacking of suppliers who are enough there. So we need more companies who offer their products to the naval industry. And we have many great companies, especially medium and small sized, whose products are needed, but they have no clue how to get into procurement. because you need to know how does it work, which programs are there, who are the players, what are the procedures. And that's where we helped them with the conference last year in November.
Yeah.
And now it's at SMM. We will look at global procurement. So, and we will do a lot for newcomers at SMM who want to find their step or their way into the naval industry.
Okay, very interesting. Good point. Let's talk a little bit about innovation. You mentioned, of course, you are competing with other players, not just in Germany, but I think for many of your events worldwide. And of course, the exhibition and the trade fair business is also one where other players want to get into or they want to grow. How do you at Hamburg Messe und Kongress, and you specifically with your portfolio, how do you innovate to ensure that you're not just the leader today, but you also stay that in the future?
A very good question. This is, you always have to be very awake. And I mean, we see us with SMM and Wind Energy Hamburg, we are the benchmark for the others. We are the number one worldwide. And everyone tries to take something out of our portfolio. And so we are really constantly working on our products. And that's why we also ask a lot for feedback, also critical feedback. At each exhibition, we have questionnaires for the exhibitors, and we read every single comment, and we ask them how should the SMM or Wind Energy Hamburg develop further. We have a market survey agency who are standing in the floors and asking the visitors. So we work a lot with that. Then we have a very strong advisory board for both shows. And I tell you one thing, those ladies and gentlemen are really challenging us, and they are from ship, there's men from ship owners, suppliers, specification companies and shipyards and associations, and a great bunch who show no mercy, but in a very constructive way. And we are playing with them. And then, as what we said before, I'm just traveling a lot. I'm listening a lot and I'm asking many questions and I'm looking around. And to be honest, I was raised in my company before there was language travel. They said, if you see something that the competition is doing better, copy with pride. But so far, I see that the competition is more copying from us, and that's good.
Of course, as they say, plagiarism, I think, is the sincerest form of flattery. That's how the saying
and
goes.
And just by the way, I have a very, very good relationship with our competitors. Once or twice a year, we go out for dinner, and it's a lot about teasing and making fun of each other. And so my nickname there is Uli the Bully. So, yeah.
It's good to have a collegiate relationship with your competitors as well. You said you travel a lot. You represent your organization. You try to convince, of course, companies, among other things, to come and exhibit at the events that you're responsible for. What do you tell them if they say, well, and which is true, you know, there's so many things going on. You can't be everywhere. It's also expensive. I mean, for a company, especially when it's abroad, going there, setting up a booth with all the costs considered, it's quite expensive. What do you tell companies to convince them to come to Hamburg to your events? And what can you, in terms of tangible hard figures, what can you tell them that it makes sense business-wise for them to invest the money and set up shop at, for example, SMM or Wind Energy or any of the other events?
Well, with those two shows, it's quite easy because each of them is the leading event for that industry worldwide. So that is a true must attend event. And the invest in a booth and staff and the travel costs and hotel costs makes it just worth. If you are an exhibitor and you do it right, also as a visitor, you need to prepare, set up meetings beforehand, make sure that you send out as many invitations, tickets as possible to potential customers so they show up at your stand. The perfect preparation is that actually your calendar is already booked with all those meetings. And so you can see customers where you normally you would travel, you would need you 4 months of traveling and add those hotel and flight costs. You can do that in 4 days at SMM if you do it in a smart way. So you're saving a lot of money there. Plus, you're meeting all those people by incident in the show floors, on the party in the evening. And that's very special. And that is worth the invest.
Let me probe a little bit further there. And I'm very happy that you are so successful with these events, especially in the maritime sector. I think that is great. It's also good for Hamburg. But I think there is no guarantee. And I'll give you two other examples of very well-known fairs in Germany. One is the International Automobile Exhibition, IAA, used to be in Frankfurt. It was a major event. Everybody was there from the automobile industry worldwide. Is now not in Frankfurt anymore. I think it's in Munich, but it's much smaller. It has lost a lot of its luster, so to speak. Another example, a bit closer to Hamburg, CeBIT, for many, many years, if not decades, I think it was the leading show worldwide for computer, for IT. Everyone was there, all the big companies, also from the US, they came there. I don't know if does it still exist? I'm not even sure.
No.
So what makes you confident, or what steps are you taking to ensure that SMM doesn't see the same fate at some point in the future that those big, big brands have faced in their
industries? To be honest, that's our constant thought. I mean, but those examples you just mentioned there, those are nightmares for exhibition managers like I am. And we are constantly asking us this question. I mean, why is the world leading event for the maritime industry in Hamburg in Germany, even though there are not that many shipyards here anymore, and 90% of the ships are being built in China, Japan, and Korea. But still, everyone comes here. Well, I think you never, never allow yourself to lose touch with the industry. That's what I mean. That's also one reason why I'm traveling that much. You always have to constantly have your eyes and your ears at the market and see what's going on. And you need to surprise your customers in a good way, that you're like maybe half a step in front of the industry. As an example, it was us, SMM, in 2016 that did a full hall only dedicated to green propulsion. Nobody else had done this before. Now green propulsion is totally normal. Same with digitalization. So we really like to take a look into the future, but we also respect the industry that maybe does not want to move that quick. So we don't want to like ask too much of them. And we try to stay in that way, in a way Hanseatic and humble, but always on the move, never stop.
Good. That's the positive spin on understatement.
Yes, yes, yes. I had to do this because I'm working for a Hamburg company.
Of course.
Nautical numbers.
This is one of the fixed segments of our show. We always ask our guests to come up with one particular number that relates to the topic of the episode. Uli, what's your nautical number?
The nautical numbers is, I looked up what a statistic, what are the future fuels or future propulsion systems? And you always have like hydrogen, ammonia, methanol, nuclear, LNG, wind propulsion, and so on and so on. What to lead us to zero emission in 2050. And the thing is, I'm convinced, and also many in the industry are convinced, there will not be one solution. Mm. It must be a combination of them. And if I tell you one place in the world where you can find in 4 days all those propulsion systems, all those future fuels, and discuss the combination of them and bring it together, then that's SMM.
I mentioned that you're not just running fairs and conferences in Hamburg, although that is obviously the main part and probably also the most important part of your work, but you also have cooperations abroad. I know that there's one in Mumbai, the SMM INMEX, I believe it's called, but you also have a new project that will take place in Singapore. Tell us more about that.
Just one word about India. You know, we have been running this show together with our partner Informa since 2015, and it has been always doing okay. But what we can see now in the last 2 or 3 years is that the Indian maritime market is really taking off. And I've never seen so many happy exhibitors and visitors like in 23 and 25 at this event. So there's something really changing now in India, if you allow me to say that. And yeah, now we are going this year on the 19th and 20th of May. We will having the Recharge Wind Power Summit, Asia Pacific, powered by Wind Energy Hamburg. And we are doing this with our partner Recharge, and it's the same organizer that does the renowned Tradewinds Ship Owner Forum. And so besides Tradewinds in the shipping, in the renewable, Recharge is the leading medium. And we looked also there and we spoke with the industry, and you definitely have a show in India, you have one in China, but you have no central event for Asia Pacific. And we are very happy that we also have the full support by the Singaporean government via the entities Enterprise Singapore and Singapore Tourism Board, who heavily support us. And we have with Recharge another strong partner. And just 2 days ago, we signed a contract with Messe Berlin because they have an office on the ground. So Messe Berlin Asia Pacific will be our operational unit in Singapore itself.
Okay, very interesting. I'm learning a lot also about the exhibition industry, and I understand that you can be both fierce competitors, but also cooperate on other projects. You mentioned Informa, which is another big player. They organize Marine Tech, which is a competitor to SMM. So sometimes you're competing, sometimes you are collaborating. That's totally right.
I mean, we are competitors and we are partners. I mean, Informa, we do together during SMM the GMEC, the Global Maritime Environmental Conference. With Informa, we do SeaTrade Europe, which is the major European cruise destination and ports event. It's our brand, by the way, but we do it in a partnership with Informa. We do INMEX SMM India with Informa. We do a Cruise Ship Interior Expo here with Closer Still, and Hydrogen Technology Expo also with Closer Still. So, yeah, you can learn a lot from each other when you do cooperation, and times it's just also the better solution than remaining competitors.
Good point. Yeah, it's very interesting and lots of new things coming up, so it's exciting for everyone.
Navigators table.
Navigator's Table is the other fixed segment in our podcast. We always ask our guests to come up or to bring a recommendation for a restaurant, a bar, anything that has a connection to the maritime world, to ports, to sea. Uli, what is your Navigator's Table, your recommendation for our listeners?
Well, now that I mentioned after almost 11 years at Hamburg Messe that I became a member of the Hafen Club, I really like this location and I really like to bring customers or business partners from all over the world to the Hafen Club, because you have a unique atmosphere with a view on the harbor and it has this Hanseatic style, which is I also appreciate. So allow me to be a bit posh. I would suggest the Hafen Club.
Hafen Club in Hamburg. I can attest to that. It's a magnificent location right on what's called the Landungsbrücken, direct view on the Elbe. You can see the Elbphilharmonie. You have a magnificent panorama. Unfortunately, I believe it's a members-only establishment, so you can't just go there. So every one of our listeners who wants to go there now, they will have to contact you and you have to take them.
Yeah, I think you can do events there and then
That was
my solution for now. Yeah. But yes, now I can go there and everyone should know that.
Okay, so either you join an event, you organize one yourself, or you call Uli and he will gladly take you.
Yeah, and Matthias will pay.
That's how we'll do it. Great, Uli. We've already come to the end of our show. It was great talking to you, as always. I'm very excited that there's so many things coming up in Hamburg, organized by you and your team, but also abroad, and we'll try to be involved in as many of them as possible. Thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you so much that I was your guest. I enjoyed it very much too, Matthias.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something new. If you like the show, please leave us a review and a rating on your favorite podcasting platform. And don't forget to check out the show notes and more information about the German Maritime Center at maritimematters.de.